Okay, welcome everyone. This is a special session of Commissioners Court. This is Tuesday, July 7th. It's 1:30. I'll open this afternoon with prayer and then we'll stand up for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the opportunity that we have to be here together. We're thankful for the many blessings that we receive from you and for our county and state and country. We ask you to bless us today that we will make good decisions, that we will all be patient and understanding from all points of view. Forgive us for our many shortcomings, and we are thankful for the atoning sacrifice of our Savior Jesus Christ, and say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Got it right today. I got the pledge right today.
I whisper it, and I'll whisper.
I was reading your lips.
Item two on the agenda is discuss and take action to accept bids for the county email server hardware and software. I put this on here today because if y'all give me permission to do this today, we'll be able to get those bids in by the 30th and open them on the 31st.
Motion to approve.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to take that action. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item three is discuss and take action on current courthouse construction, including but not limited to meeting with the architect and contractor, discussing and approving solutions for north and south steps and payment. So, welcome y'all. I don't know if y'all saw it. Gordon sent us some information yesterday afternoon. And but I didn't see it until just a minute ago.
Me too. This here?
Yes.
I just saw it.
So, Gordon, would you like to address that?
Yeah. You want me to walk you through this list? It's a much more detailed approach that we discussed at our last meeting, which is to tackle the waterproofing of the steps with south sides from the top, from the exterior. And all that pursuant to a much more costly program in a future phase where we restore the exterior of the building, which may entail tearing out the steps entirely. But we didn't want to get into that at this juncture given the limitations on the emergency grant under the Round 8 TAC guidelines. But as we talked about, first thing to do is to cut out all the joints between concrete, terrazzo, columns, and stone masonry. Cut out the joints in the two side walls and get those replaced with a sealant. And then to patch the tops, all the irregular surfaces that I think were left after the quarry tile was removed. There was lots of irregularities, I'm assuming, and that got cleaned up, smoothed out to a great degree, although it really isn't as code compliant as it might be given the unevenness of those steps. But again, we would take care of that in a future phase. Patch that and then sandblast it, then put in a layer of an epoxy, which would seal everything on the steps. Put down a layer of aggregate, which is essentially sand, into this layer of epoxy, and then coat the whole thing with a final elastomeric coating. And that comprises everything that we had thought about doing originally, as we discussed, my original intention, and all of this done by Frontier Waterproofing, which is MMI's subcontractor for the waterproofing effort.
Yes, ma'am.
With what you just mentioned, what is the warranty with that? Is that just still the one-year warranty?
One-year warranty on the labor and the installation itself, would be in effect. As listed here, though, the products carry a minimum of 5-year warranty.
What's the most expensive part of that, the labor or the product of that project?
What do you think, Bill? Is labor always the more expensive aspect?
I don't, we have to talk to Randy on that.
It's hard to say, Commissioner. These are pretty sophisticated products, and who knows, they may be just about as costly as the actual labor to get them replaced.
And you, I mean, you're, the proposal from Frontier was dated yesterday, so if I understand that you don't have a firm cost yet on what it's going to be?
No, sir, I do not. I have a preliminary cost, which I'm not at freedom to quote to you today, because earlier this week, actually over the weekend, I was back in touch with Mr. Kreider from Frontier, asking him to take another hard look at his cost, see if there's any latitude to reduce those costs anywhere. He has not, and I told him at the time, he needs to finalize that cost if he's comfortable with it, or uncomfortable if it's too low, and funnel that back through MMI to you.
Okay.
So you're expecting us to absorb that cost?
Commissioner, in as much as this is, from my perspective, this is goods and services, products and services applied to, installed on your property, and thus value added, if you will. Technically, yes, sir, that would be your cost. Now, I've told Judge Fowler this, though, myself, Matsu, we are in it for the long haul with you to be sure that we stay on board all the way through this process. I'm not adding anything to my cost.
But it was, and when you and I just visited a few minutes ago, the way you helped me understand that is that it's beyond the scope of the original plans, and that's why it would be our expense.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And we went into this last time. I admitted that was a deficiency in the plans. What we're considering doing now is beyond what the scope of MMI's contract. So technically, it is either a change order to MMI to extend their scope and be working with you, or it could be some other means of making this happen. It wouldn't necessarily have to be with MMI.
I'm back to two things. One, I'm not certain in this that we've actually remedied, I guess it's one thing when I get down to it, remedied the leakage of water into our third floor, under the dirt, under the ground level that was in our contract. That's what I read. The ground level of our contract. Everything will be sealed below ground level. And if there are water runs or trails due to gophers or moles or whatever, or now that we've disturbed the soil at both sides of the staircase, that soil that's outside of that may have been packed, but that soil right next down to it was not, and there's no drainage, no place for that water to go, but in the building. So I still don't see where that should be a cost-added feature to fix this problem when our contract says everything below ground level.
But your contract also is comprised of the specifications and drawings, which illustrated bringing the waterproofing on the exterior of the building only up to the steps.
That's where I think we're having a problem. I don't believe we got a complete list of what was supposed to happen. Because I have the only documents that I found in the court records that were signed and executed, and there's nothing like that in it. So I'm just going by what the documents that we executed was executed on behalf of the court.
But I believe the contract for MMI was written, and their proposal was based on the plans and specifications. And, you know, I can show you the plans that they did not include excavating below the steps to waterproof.
Did, what was it?
And that would be very, very difficult to do, if not impossible, the proposition to tear out the steps in order to gain access would be the most legitimate way to do it.
What was attachment 0600? There's supposed to be two attachments, 0300 and a 0600. I never could find an OZ-0600 attachment.
Well, 0600 sounds like a specification section.
Well, it's not in our packet.
What you just said is back to what I've been saying. I don't know if you and MMI have a problem, but whatever problem that is that didn't get extended to MMI so that we'd be satisfied, the customer, so that we'd be satisfied, is sort of on you. The specifications went under everything below dirt level, which you've admitted you left it out. Why? I don't know. I guess because you indicated that it was going to be difficult to do. I don't know. But based on our contract, and the only document we have is this January 30.
It's filed on the 30th.
Filed on the 30th contract. That's the only thing we have. And we need to be sure and satisfied that there's not going to be any water leakage into the buildings on those north and south entries. Now that you take a look, at this north entry here, where around the gas meter, I don't know if that was impacted or not, but now it's a valley. It's a pool. And any water that goes in there, where's it gonna go? It's my understanding that we didn't do anything to seal that the way the rest of the building was. We put something other product up there. And then we didn't put a drainage tile in it either.
The reason we didn't extend the drainage tile is that part of the basement is up against the mechanical room sub-basement. So the bottom of the footing is lower than the rest of the basement. So if you try to terminate a drainage system right there, it's just going to allow the water to go into there more easily than it would now.
You couldn't go out and around that concrete footing?
You'd have to extend all the way around. However, you'd have to collect it at a point somewhere on either end of the steps, and then bring that out separately to daylight it out next to the.
It couldn't go around and tie into the other line.
Well, again, it would be going back uphill if you go all the way around. So you've got a low point there.
No, you could hold the same grade, just loop out around it and come back in at the same elevation.
On the opposite side of the stone.
You could move further toward the sidewalk and come around that footing where the gas pipes are.
I'm talking about the east side. I'm talking about the east side of the north steps. The east side. There's not, that water's not going anywhere, but
and that's
straight down.
Yes, sir. Now we would have to tie on there with drainage pipe, which there's no. You cannot connect it back to the other end of the piping that's coming around the west end of the building. Again, because that's at a higher elevation.
Connected to the east end.
Connected to the east end.
Go around.
Just horseshoe around that base.
Around that meter.
Pretty simple.
And tie into that one that's going out the east side.
It's 2 feet lower. That footing at the northeast side of the steps is 2 feet lower than the rest of the footing on that north side.
conceivably, you could put drainage pipe there and then angle back across to, because we do have an outfall coming out of that east end toward the north, the east corner.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not long enough. It could go from that 2 feet lower.
You couldn't, no, you'd have to go way out across the yard before you find enough fall to tie it in back into.
It would have to be a shelter.
Okay, but let's think about that another way. Raise up your drain pipe to collect the water as it comes in there instead of waiting for it to get to the bottom and then tie it in. So raise that up, that 2 feet or whatever, so you could tie it in and bring that much water. Well,
you've got a line coming from the east side of that gas meter that ties into the drain line, right?
Got a line coming from here on the east side, goes all the way around, and there's a Y, and then goes out to the daylight. The line that comes from this side of the gas meter is 2 feet higher than footing on the northeast.
Yeah.
Beside those middle steps.
But it goes into that same exhaust line.
Pardon?
It goes into that same Y in the corner.
Yes, it does go to the same line.
So you can't tie that
because
small set?
That footing right there is only at four foot four, I think it is.
So you couldn't tie that line at the same elevation?
As Commissioner Burke said, you must tie that line in at the current elevation of our drainage system. And that's acknowledging that the footing is yet two feet plus lower than that.
Yeah, so but you would relieve some water.
You could intercept the water if it's percolating down adjacent to the side of the steps.
And then where that's a bowl now, kind of a lake, make sure that it's not when you get done. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That would remedy that part. But it still doesn't satisfy the other to me.
And I guess my next question, did the waterproofing call for two different types of waterproofing on the walls? Did the waterproofing call for two different types of waterproofing on the walls?
No, it should have been a single type.
One single type? Okay, that's what we were talking about. You used a different type over there where the meter is.
Protection board.
Oh, yes, protection board. Instead of the one consistent type waterproofing.
The specs called for the drainage mat system, I believe.
Right.
Okay, so we need to take that out and get the drainage mat system.
To be in conformance with the specs.
Yes. Okay.
Is there anything y'all want to look at outside?
I want to ask you another question. Where the steps at the bottom, where they meet the sidewalk?
Yes, sir.
Is that one of those areas you're talking about doing some kind of caulking?
Yes, we cut anything loose debris out of that joint. Possibly put a backer board or something down there, and then fill it with a urethane sealant.
And then down the edges where the dirt is, are you stopping at the dirt? Are you? I'm trying to understand what you're doing as you step down the steps. You're not doing anything up at the upper level on the sides, right?
Well, on the upper level, any open joints between the riser and the tread.
Right, on the face of the steps.
If there's anything wrong there, that gets sealed up.
Okay, but when you get down to the dirt level, at that point, from there at the base of the building, at the front to the front of the steps, what are we doing in the dirt? What are we doing?
We're not doing anything there.
Bring that concrete all the way? There's no dirt area.
No, that's dirt all the way down, wasn't it?
Oh, you're talking about on each end of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
You're talking about where the steps come out and turn back like this.
That's straight dirt all the way to the building.
Right.
Yeah. And we've loosened.
But it's also outside, it's outside of the basement wall. What you've got is, you know, those steps are constructed just like front porch, but they're outside of the actual building. So the extent of the basement doesn't extend all the way to the front of the steps.
No.
Yeah.
No, but that's the whole point of what we've done 3 or 4 feet out, is to have that full of rock and building protected in case water gets to the building.
Sure.
Right? And we're thinking, my thinking is that molds or whatever, or years of leakage, water's running in from the base of the steps and finding its little river channel, or 2 or 3 or 5, and getting up to the building. And we've not done anything yet to stop that.
That's right, we haven't done anything yet. And that's right.
And then hear me out the rest of it then. And then as the east and west sides of those staircases, water pours into that corners, those corners next to the building. We haven't done anything about that. So I'm saying if you fix everything like you said you would below dirt, well, I wouldn't have a cost.
That's true.
Well, sir, as I've said, the plans were deficient. What we're seeking to do is get the additional scope into the documents.
But you're trying to put it off on us.
I honestly think there's been some miscommunication. I think you communicated one thing to MMI and then they brought another to us and we didn't get the full story. It's kind of what I feel, because to the extent that we have plans, this says repair concrete foundation walls below grade to develop surface acceptable manufacture.
That's one of the bid schedule items where we were addressing the, you know, any damage to the foundation wall, any honeycombing or spalls in the concrete. That was to ensure that there was a consistent surface that could offer us the right surface to put the waterproofing on. Mm-hmm. In other words, to the manufacturer's satisfaction meant that if there's honeycombs or any other irregularity in the surface of the concrete, then it would not necessarily offer the right surface to accept the waterproofing. In other words, you smear the waterproofing across this, but if you have an irregularity, the manufacturer is going to say he's not certain that the people applying it will make certain that it gets on there the way it should be. Mm-hmm. So that was why that was developed, to stipulate that we would repair all of that. As part of that technique for bidding the project, we also said that we prognosticated, if you will, that there's going to be X number of 100 square feet, I can't remember exactly how much, without seeing it. In a way, that's a bit of a guess. We stipulate, say, 100 square feet, and we also asked for
the
unit price. If we discover that there's more square feet needed, mm-hmm. then at least we can hold the contractor's feet to that fire that says it's only X number of dollars more. Conversely, if it turns out to be less, then you could have a way to technically measure what they didn't have to do and get a credit for it.
Mr. Gentry would like to go. She wants to see it visually outside. So we're going to recess here, and we'll meet back on the east side of the courthouse, out by the east door. All right, we're back in the courtroom. After convening outside, we're reconvened inside the courtroom, and that seemed like it was rather productive. So.
Yay.
Anybody want to say anything?
I think Chad's trying to make, Chad's trying to make us happy on that with everything that was in the plans that we didn't get or something. And he's trying to work with that. I think Mr. Merka's got a little question about the front. That's that front spot right there below the step.
I want to be sure that I understand what we're going to do. First of all, in this northeast corner, we're going to take that out, fix that, drain it the best we possibly can, go around the equipment, whatever we need to do, but we're going to get some kind of drain in that little portion right there and level that valley.
Yep, higher.
And do something with the backer board or whatever that's on that wall, right?
Yep.
Okay, so they were good. And then we're going to do the edges of the steps, both sides, and we're good there. I still say that front edge of the leading of the steps is below ground level, and that needs to be sealed. And I think that ought to be part of the deal, and I'd be really thinking you did what you're supposed to do, and I'd be really happy.
Now, are you talking about taking the grout and regrouting that?
No, just that front.
Just that
base step, same between the sidewalk and the step.
That one.
That's what I'm saying. Are you talking about digging out the old grout
where
part
it takes
of that?
The sealant?
Redoing it or just putting sealant over it?
Probably just have to cut that out, put a backer board in there. Just that one joint.
Whatever it takes to seal it, that one joint.
Well, I agree with the commissioner that ought to be done. The question is, from your perspective, are we going to do that? Or what is the question?
My question is, are you going to do it and include it? It's below dirt, just like your other plans that sort of got omitted down there, you know, and now everybody's on the same page. I'm good to go if we're sealing everything below ground, and that would be doing that for me.
Well, when you say sealing, you mean cutting out the joint between the sidewalks and the face of the last riser?
Is that what it would take?
And putting in a sealant joint. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it would take?
Can you do that, Chad?
We're good. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
It's done.
I make a motion.
You're the man, Chad.
That we accept these revisions.
All right.
I second it.
And move on.
The motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to accept those revisions. And make sure I get the motion right and move on.
Yes.
Are we going to release this payment?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Do I need to make that?
I've already signed it, so it's just been in the auditor's office. So we'll release that payment too.
Okay. Motion second. Chad, you don't know how much we appreciate you.
Yes.
Did I say that?
Appreciate that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I quoted the motion, but those in favor?
Aye.
It's approved.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
How much is the payment?
Payment?
64,511, is that right for this time?
Yes.
64,511.
500.
That's not additional. That's part of the original contract.
I didn't have mine straight up.
Yes. Are y'all through?
Yeah. Chad,
thank
you so much. Bill, Jordan.
We're on the same page now.
Okay. We're jarred.
We're all paid for it.
Oh, yeah. Motion to adjourn.